Proverbs 13:6 says, "Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner." We have frequently pointed out that these proverbs should be viewed in both the temporal and eternal terms. The temporal refers to this temporary life. So we view these proverbs in practical, immediate terms as they affect our lives in the here and now. The eternal refers to the life to come, so we also view these proverbs in relation to our eternal state and destiny and how it affects the place and conditions of the sweet by and by. So those who are upright in the way in our present dispensation, sometimes called the church age, more accurately referred to as the dispensation of the gospel of grace, the only way for anyone in this time in which we live to be upright in the way is to be a believer in Jesus Christ. And once you have repented toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in His shed blood as He died on the cross to pay for our sins, and in His bodily resurrection from the grave as He won the victory over death on our behalf, at that moment you are in the way. That is what it means to believe the gospel, and only by doing so can you be in the way. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." It is because you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ dwelling in you, and you follow His word as found in the Holy Bible, and you pray for His guiding hand and wisdom in your life, that you live a life that is more righteous than it otherwise would be. And it is because of the God-induced righteousness that you remain upright in the way. But wickedness overthroweth the sinner. That same pattern is described here in the second half of this proverb. Because the wicked does not repent and does not believe that gospel message, then even his so-called good works and good deeds are wickedness because his motives are wrong. His intent is wrong, and even the credit he's given is not deserved. It's a deadly catch-22. Now, some of you might not really understand that term, catch-22, and it's used often, so you really ought to take a minute to learn this. A catch-22 is a problem for which the only solution is denied by a circumstance inherent in the problem or by a rule. Now, here's an example. You go to school to become a widget maker. After getting your degree in widget making, you apply for every job posted for widget makers that you can find, but every job posting says experience required. You have no experience. You need a job in order to get experience, but no one will give you a job unless you have experience. You see how that works? That's a catch-22. It's a phrase based on a novel by that title written by Joseph Heller in 1961. And that same catch-22, it exists for the wicked. The only way not to be wicked is to become righteous. But the only way to become righteous is to be righteous. But there is no way for a sinful man to ever become righteous on his own, no matter how hard he tries, no matter how many good works he tries and thinks he's doing. It's a catch-22. The wicked is stuck in his wickedness, and our proverb says, "Wickedness overthroweth the sinner." Unless or until the wicked becomes righteous, his wickedness is leading him to utter destruction. His life has no legitimate meaning. His life will end, and he will have nothing to show for it. And finally, the sinner is overthrown and goes to a lake of fire for eternity. But then, enter Jesus. If the wicked will surrender his own efforts to overcome his catch-22 situation and let go of the sin and unbelief that has him going in the wrong direction, that is what it means to repent, and turn toward Jesus Christ by faith in that gospel message of the shed blood and death on the cross and the victory of the bodily resurrection of Jesus from the grave, that wicked man or woman will be made righteous and will not be overthrown in his or her sin. It really is that simple, and there's no other way. Jesus is the only way out of the catch-22 that lost sinners find themselves in.